The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Elon Musk is making some absolutely massive moves this year and getting more and more involved in culture wars as well as this election. If you didn't hear the news, the Wall Street Journal reported this, that Elon Musk was donating $45 million a month to Donald Trump's campaign. Well, it turns out this is actually false. And part of the reason why I'm talking about this is actually I talked about this earlier this week. And so I wanted to amend the myth because I don't want to, I don't want to be fake news out here. But what Elon Musk did say, however, which is still really, really significant, and I'll tell you why, which is that he is still politically, he's going to be giving $45 million to a super PAC that he formed. And how super PACs work is super PACs are essentially, it is an organization where people can give to that and they can then do things on behalf of campaigns for an unlimited amount of money. And the reason why that's significant is because you can only give a limited amount, I think like $3,000 to $4,000 to a politician, right? And so $3,000 from Elon Musk, not a lot of money. $45 million a freaking month is a ton of money. And so is he donating that directly to Donald Trump? No. But what he said in a recent interview with Jordan Peterson, and I'm going to show some of it in just a second, is that he has started something, I think it's called the America First Pact. It was something along those lines. But essentially what he told him was that he wanted to create this pact that isn't, it's nonpartisan, it's not tied to a candidate or a party, but it is money that is going to go towards essentially the campaign, or to, you know, not necessarily directly the campaign, but getting the vote out for people who are America First. And so obviously, the motivation for Elon Musk is what's important. That's kind of what I want to show you in this video right now. Why is he doing this? And I think that this interview with Jordan Peterson about his son and transgenderism and what's going on in his family is a really good representation of what is driving him to donate so much money. So without further ado, take a look at this video.
Well, it happened to one of my older boys, where I was... I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on, and we had COVID going on, and so there was a lot of confusion. I was told, Xavier might commit suicide if he...
That was a lie right from the outset. No reliable clinician ever believed that. There was never any evidence for that. And also, if there's a higher suicide rate, the reason is because of the underlying depression and anxiety and not because of the gender dysphoria. And every goddamn clinician knows that too. And they're too cowardly to come out and say it. Right. And so that, and then we end up in exactly, when I saw that lie start to propagate, it just made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. It's like, I see. So you're telling parents that unless they agree to this radical transformation that their children are going to die, and you think that's moral, and you think that's true. That is so pathological that it's almost incomprehensible. I can't imagine anything worse. I can't imagine a therapist doing anything worse than that, or sitting by idly and remaining silent while his colleagues are doing it. It's pathetic.
Incredibly evil, and I agree with you that people that have been promoting this should go to prison.
So you can see there his motivation. When something like that, which is so awful, happens to you and you feel duped in that way, and again, you have he has a PhD in psychology, which doesn't always mean something, but I do think that it does hold some weight, and I think that Jordan Peterson is incredibly honest. He's really not a conservative either, but he happens to fall kind of on the right on this issue. You have two people who are saying that this is total crap, and it's very clear why Elon Musk would donate so much money to a super PAC. So to be clear, $45 million a month is going to the super PAC from Elon Musk, and much of this is probably going to go towards helping Donald Trump this year because from what Elon Musk has said, again, he hasn't said this explicitly, but we can surmise from what he said that Donald Trump, in his mind, is the America First candidate. So, and by the way, the distinction is important because Elon Musk is essentially aligning himself with a principle instead of a person. And I actually support this big time because he's literally saying he puts America first, that the America First agenda over Donald Trump, which, by the way, everybody should do that. If you're voting for Donald Trump, really cool. That's awesome. But as a lot of his supporters, I mean, it's one thing Vivek Ramaswamy has been, and you know, no one's more pro-Trump than Vivek Ramaswamy. He said America First doesn't belong to anybody, doesn't belong to him, doesn't belong to Donald Trump. It belonged to we, the American people. And I think that's very true. And so to create the super PAC that is for the principal, not a candidate, I think is really smart because we want America First to outlive Donald Trump. So, and again, in America, we get really excited about our politicians, which is cool. But at the end of the day, we should have our allegiance to principles, values over people. And I think that's what Elon Musk is trying to accomplish. Who knows if the super PAC is going to go in the way that, you know, I would like. But I think for this election, I think it's going to do a ton of good things for Donald Trump. And so these super PACs, again, I'm a fan of them. I think that super PACs get a lot of heat and a lot of bad things, but I think they can be really effective tools. And, you know, if you hate them so much, start one that goes towards the principle that you like. That's what Elon Musk did. Obviously, no one can donate $45 million a year to it, but, you know, you could start something. That's all I'm saying. Maybe I'll do it. I don't know. But one thing I do have to say about the reporting on the story and the gaffe that the Wall Street Journal had. Again, the Wall Street Journal, very credible in terms, I say credible with, you know, quotations because the mainstream media is really not credible at all. But in the eyes of the world, I suppose you could say it's considered to be one of the more credible ones. It only highlights more the way that the mainstream media is just getting phased out. It's not going to be a part of our culture. All it took was Elon Musk to simply post on X and clarify what happened. The citizen journalism that can happen on social media, especially when it's a free speech platform like X, is just massive. And on YouTube as well, being able to report like this in such a accessible manner where it's free. Again, YouTube, not always free speech. I don't even know if I can say that on here, frankly. They're probably going to get mad at me. Not always free speech, but if they were, that would be so powerful. I think that's what X brings to the table. But I said for a long time, again, I think the legacy media is going to crumble. I think this is another example of that. So in addition to getting politically active in this election, Elon has also been involved in several lawsuits against woke corporations. One of these corporations is Disney. Disney is being sued by Gina Carano, the former star of The Mandalorian, and she's backed by Elon Musk. So Elon Musk is paying for this lawsuit. He's probably got like the greatest lawyers in the world, so this is huge for Gina Carano. If you didn't hear what happened to her, I'll just give you a really quick synopsis. Gina Carano was fired for speaking out against Black Lives Matter. She said a couple things about the LGBTQ movement and the crap that they were pushing. People called her racist, homophobic, but the last straw was that she posted, again, this is kind of weird. If you go look at the tweet, it's like super tame. She posted something about political tension in America and how it's reminiscent of Nazi Germany, of how people just, she's basically speaking to cancel culture. She's saying, if you cancel someone for their beliefs, you're no better than the Nazis rounding up the Jews. Do I totally agree with that statement? No, I think rounding up Jews was different, okay? But Disney fires her for that. And when this happened, again, Pedro Pascal, if you don't know who this guy is, Pedro Pascal, he's an actor. He plays the Mandalorian in The Mandalorian. He just told her to post hashtag trans rights on social media to appease the fans, to appease people, which just shows you, by the way, how tribal and fake Hollywood is. But fast forward to today, and a court just denied Disney's motion to dismiss the case, which is absolutely massive. So we're going to be able to see Gina Carano and Elon Musk's lawyers, which, by the way, they've never even met, Gina Carano and Elon Musk. So this isn't some sort of like buddy-buddy sort of deal. They've never met. He's just inspired by the cause. We're going to see them duke it out. in court. It's going to be absolutely fascinating. And the reason why this case is so important is because it might mean that companies stop being so woke. It's what we all hope, right? We want to see the great Pixar movies of our childhood. We want to see the great Disney content, the Marvel content, the Star Wars, all of it. I want to see great Star Wars and Marvel again. And we're already seeing companies ditch DEI. You hear a different story almost every day. I've reported on some of them where a company has kind of determined that DEI is just no longer important. And that's a huge win. And when it gets them into legal trouble is when conservatives win. And so, sure, the culture wars are important, but actually bringing brass to the table, actually fighting it out in court, that is what's going to stop the DEI crap, the ESG crap that is infecting not just media companies and entertainment companies, but just all of corporate America. And again, it's awesome that Elon Musk is actually, you know, partnering with people. In a way, him staying disconnected from Gina Carano is kind of awesome. Like, I almost feel like I don't want them to meet because it shows his commitment more to the principle than to elitism. The thing is, too, Gina Carano really isn't a conservative. Like, she's not really political. She's just a normal person. I think Elon Musk is the same way. I don't think he's ever really wanted to be political. You know, the left loved him mostly because of EV vehicles until, like, when he bought X and championed free speech because they hate free speech. They absolutely hate it because their principles cannot thrive in a free marketplace of ideas. It literally cannot because everyone knows it's crap. So the only thing that they can do is censor. So Gina Carano, Elon Musk, like, they're in the same boat with that. But what Elon and Gina Carano see, I think, is what a lot of people are seeing in our country, which is that one side hates our country and wants it destroyed. They literally want to upend it, tear it down brick for brick, and rebuild it. And the other side is America first. And it's not a question of being a member of a party or liking a political candidate. It's not as simple as that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is people literally look and they say, is that politician working for me? Or is that politician working for the 1% that's a transgender person who wants their pronouns forced on everybody? Or is that politician working for me or for Vladimir Zelensky? It really is that simple, I think, in a lot of people's minds. And there's, I think, the ravine between that group that's America first and the group that is just for everybody else, really. I think that ravine is larger than it's ever been. I think that's why there are Gina Caranos and Elon Musks that are doing this. Elon is sick of it. Gina is sick of it. And obviously, Americans are sick of it as well. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.